Samish Shah, you have been, as is the way with critics, quite critical of both the left and the right in the way that it deals with Muslim terrorism, Islam, Muslims generally. Do you feel that every time the right comes out with some ignorant lie about Muslims, the left feel they have to come up with an equal and opposite misplaced denial?
I understand why they do it. The motivation is to not see anyone being oppressed, and the idea that there's some community within the country that is being oppressed by another community then motivates, you know, the quote-unquote left to go, oh, no, there's nothing wrong with them, they're great, they're wonderful. And so that is a noble intention. It's slightly problematic. I don't think it's as dangerous as the right, far right will make it out to seem. I think there are problems within that, however, that you then ignore the genuine issues that Muslims are dealing with or have to address.
Well, going to the other side, let's have a look how it's done on the right. Earlier this year, the local government swimming pool in Auburn in Western Sydney decided to put up a curtain for a women's only swimming area. Now, I'll give you the details in a second of what actually happened. Here's 2GB's Alan Jones with Mark Latham.
There are metaphors of this problem that we're confronting today in Manchester alive and well here. The council is willing to enforce a religious rule protecting female flesh from male view, a disturbing example of Sharia local government law. Mark.
Well, it is very disturbing. I've not known of an instance in Australia where a government authority is enforcing the teachings of the Quran. And some people might say, oh, a curtain at one municipal pool is small beer, but it's an indication, I think, of a growing trend to think that you help minority groups by segregating them away, by caving into their religious demands. Can you link it to the terrible circumstance we've seen in Manchester? I think you can, because quite frankly, what's the best solution to radical Islamic terrorism? Well, three things: integration, integration, integration. You've got to integrate. Yeah, but I tell you what, it's a mainstream issue out on the street.
Look, it's a war,
out
Mark.
On the street. It is a war.
It is a war. Cultural war. We won World War I, we won World War II. Do we have the courage, the commitment and the capacity to win this one? We do, if we build a spine.
Sami Shah, is that Auburn pool the front line of World War III?
Look, my instinct is that if Alan Jones and Mark Latham both agree on something, they probably got the basic facts wrong.
Well, let's have a look at how the council actually explains it. Auburn, of course, one of the most ethnically mixed suburbs in all of Australia. Christians, Taoists, Buddhists, Sikhs, a major Hindu temple, and yes, Muslims. And these cultures, who come from countries all over the world, tend to value modesty in dress. Now, of course, you can say to those old Vietnamese ladies or the Hindu and Muslim women, you're Aussie now, just put on a bikini or don't swim. The attitude you could also take is that, you know, the ratepayers paid for that pool. It should be up to them. Mm-hmm. And of course, two out of three ratepayers in Auburn were born overseas. You could also say that swimming centre has five pools. The curtain is placed over one part of one of the pools for 2 hours a week. Now, do you see a link between that and, as was suggested, the terrorist attack in Manchester?
Look, it's complicated, is my cop-out answer. Whenever I see growing conservative Islamic tendencies in any communities or any areas, as a person from Pakistan who's got a trigger warning approach to these things, if you will, I do get a little bit triggered. I do get a little bit concerned where I'm like, oh God, is this nonsense coming here as well now? And if they're putting up the curtains and around public swimming pools because Muslim women are feeling uncomfortable about that, as an atheist, my point of view is too bad. Your religion is your religion. And in my opinion, all religions are daft. If you're going to subscribe to a daft belief, then go build your own swimming pool. At the same time, do I think that that is linked to Manchester bombings? I can see how they drew the connection there. But I also think that you have to have a level of thinking slightly more evolved than a toddler to be a part of public debate. And Alan Jones and Mark Latham, both of them failed to qualify for that.
John Safran.
I could spend the next half hour, because I grew up and I went to a ultra-Orthodox Jewish high school, even though my family wasn't that religious. And so, you know, I know when there's religious men who don't want to shake the hands of women. I also know that there's women who's had their head shaved and then put on a married women and then they put on a wig that looks as close to normal hair as possible, because that's part of the culture of the Orthodox Jews.
Men and women pray in separate sections of the synagogue. So, if there's a divorce, you have to go to a religious court, which has men-only rabbi judges.
Wow, there's shocking things that are have been accepted because of secrets kept in the community, child abuse in my actual school and stuff. But then I could spend an hour talking about the cool things and all the great things about community and about how don't make a mountain out of a molehill. And the fact that I can't tie that all neatly together. I don't think it's a flaw of mine. I just think that like the current age we're living in the 2010s, and maybe it's because of social media, but we just live in this culture where everyone's always trying to call everyone out. And that's people on the left as much as people on the right and stuff and trying to shame people and not letting anything rest, not letting anyone just sort of get away with anything. And just I just feel like, well, that's sort of like the house that we've built, the over-offended left have built as much as the, you know, as Alan Jones or Mark Latham have. Does that make sense, Sammy Shah?
I agree. There is that polarization of debate. Both sides have completely are as much to blame for it.
But to me, taking and giving offense is one thing, but then there's just plain facts. So let's listen again to what Alan Jones said on radio this week in the context of the Manchester bombing.
Now, the Sunni, the great majority of the world's more than 1.5 billion Muslims are Sunni Muslims. So they are the great majority in Iran, Iraq, Yemen, and Bahrain.
What was wrong with that, Sami?
He got everything wrong. He's...
They're all Shiite countries.
Yes. He doesn't know the difference between Sunni and Shia. How can you talk about Islam without knowing just the basic fact? I get hate mail at the ABC, which has more information. It's usually handwritten over four pages by someone sitting in their underwear. It has more factual accuracies than the average Alan Jones broadcast, for God's sakes. And look, as a person from a Shia family background, I'll be the first one to say, yes, Sunnis are more responsible, if not entirely responsible, for Islamic extremist terrorism around the world in the last two decades. However, then you got to narrow it down further and you got to go, it's not all Sunnis, because within Sunnis, there are different sects. And you got to go down to, all right, what kind of Sunnis? And it's a certain type of Takfiri, Salafist, Wahhabiist Sunni groups. And even in there, I have cousins who are Wahhabi Sunnis. They're not going to be terrorists. They're probably just going to wear the hijab tighter than the ones who don't wear it or wear it looser.
On that happy note, it's RN, God forbid.